Blog Talk Radio.
Again, it defaults back to Green Day. Hey, everyone. Welcome to an evening of Full Spectrum Radio. I am your host, Matt. And with me, as always, is the equally hate Green Day, Dennis. How's it going, Dennis?
Oh, I'm sorry. You spoke to me. I had my earbud out. I noticed the noise stopped. So, I heard, I heard that crap start. I took my earbuds out. We need to, can we eliminate that one from the board?
You know what? I know how to add stuff. I don't know how to remove things. So I'm going to have to talk to Kevin about that one. Now, we had to go in. There was something that happened with our page or with our show to where all the information defaulted back to when I was doing it with Sarah, so I had to go in and edit it every time to take her out, change mine, add you in and all that, and go through it and all that. So he physically had to remove us and then add us back in, so it probably just defaulted back to Green Day, but I will get that taken care of. So, anyway, for all you Green Day fans out there, I'm sorry. It's just, I heard that song
it's not Neil Diamond,
came out.
It's not Sadaka, so he doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You're welcome, buddy.
I think we're going to do a Britney Spears opening. Or Miley Cyrus. How about that? How's that sound for you?
I'm sorry. The Verizon Wireless user you have called no longer wants to communicate.
Yeah. I assume I'd get that message. So how's your week been?
It's been a week, that's for sure. Still struggling, trying to get parts in, and I guess when you ship things that are broken, it's not your responsibility. Yeah, just screws up the client, screws up the contractor, screws up the subcontractors. It's been wonderful. And how has yours been, my friend?
It's been good. Can't complain. Weekend, I was up in Wisconsin for Saturday and Sunday and drove back Monday. Worked all day, and then Monday night had to go help my grandma with some stuff, so that is why we did not have Into the Darkness Full Spectrum style, because my grandma needed my help, and grandma comes first, you know that. So,
well, of course, that's family.
Then yesterday, I worked. I work 6 days a week, for everybody who doesn't know. So I worked yesterday, and then I went downtown Chicago, and I don't know if any of you saw the photos on the CPR map page that I posted, but had some of the most amazing crab I have ever had. Dennis, did you see that picture?
Yes, I did. It actually looked quite delicious. And because of that, I have, not just because of that, but it was mentioned previous that CPR Graham, myself, and our wives will make a journey to Williamsburg and enjoy Captain George's. But do continue with your story, and I'll tell you about mine.
Yeah, so Half Shell, for anybody who's in Chicago, it's been featured on Best Places to Eat in Chicago. It's been on Best Places to Pig Out on the Travel Channel. It's a phenomenal restaurant. We've been going there for years. We'll go on, we'll spend a day out on the boat, which is, it's off of Diversity Parkway downtown, not far from the lake. So when we had the boat in Diversity Harbor, it was just a straight shot up, and it, you know, just on the right-hand side, park. They have a nice patio. They have everything outside. And then you walk downstairs, and it's like this old, rustic, looks like 1950s, like Seaman's Wharf kind of restaurant. And they did that on purpose. The nice thing about Half Shell is it's a pound and a half of crab. And it's king crab. Their suppliers in Northwestern, just the same as it is for another restaurant called Bob Chin's. They actually have a boat. They have their own plane. It's fresh. I mean, it's ridiculously fresh. The way they prepare it and everything, I highly, highly recommend it. So a pound and a half of king crab, fries, pickle, lettuce, tomato. I don't know why they put that in there. Your butter dipping sauce, because you got to have that. And you get one of the best suckers that comes on the plate that I've ever had. Well, for $34.50, it's a ridiculous value. The other cool thing that they do too is they have their wine selection. The awesome thing about their wine selection, it's any type of wine that you want, as far as, you know, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, Syrah, Cabernet. It's $22.95 a bottle. And doesn't matter which one you want, it's $22.95 a bottle. So it's, yeah. So that's my plug for Half Shell. Anybody in the Chicago area, hit me up and we'll go. I love that place. I go there a lot. So. And
now by hit me up, we'll go, are you offering to pay? Ladies and gentlemen, I think you heard it here first. I think Matt just offered to pay for a Half Shell there in Chicago. That's pretty damn nice of you, Matt.
Well, I did pay last night, just to give you an idea. I mean, the amount of food that you get and everything, I did cover last night. It was the two crab dishes. Barbara, yes, I apologize. I'm sorry. And you don't have to buy mine, but I appreciate the offer, dear. Thank you. So bottle of wine plus two, like, appetizer glasses of wine, if you will. Six Blue Point oysters, raw, phenomenal also. Everything, tax, tip, all that stuff, it was $126. So, but that was for two people.
So, you cheap bastard. Really. You took me to Burger King. Cheap bastard. I'm appalled. I'm appalled. But, I mean, it sounds like really good food. Now, what I was saying about Captain George's here in Williamsburg, Virginia, it's a seafood buffet. The easiest way to my heart is apparently through my gullet and into my stomach with snow crab.
Yeah, your inner fat kid.
As long as I make my inner fat kid happy, then the whole world is right. But, you know, snow crab, can't beat it. I'm not a big fan. I mean, I'm not going to lie. King crab is good, but I'm not a big fan. It's just too strong of a taste. But I definitely like snow crab. It's a little milder, and a good, fresh, warm, drawn butter. Oh, yeah. I'm all about some of that. It's $32, I think, per person. So about the same price. All you can eat. I don't know where the crab comes from. I mean, they're nice, big crab legs too, so I'm good with that. But oh my God, is it good? And they've got and they also have prime rib on another buffet. And but I mean, you have to understand there are three lines that lead into this place, I believe. There's a line for, maybe it's only two. It's groups of four or less, and then groups of five or more. The longest I think we've stood in line was a little over an hour, hour and a half maybe.
Damn.
You can't get me within three blocks of this place on, like, Mother's Day or Valentine's Day. You know, they're all trying to impress somebody or, you know, give them something out of the ordinary. Which, I mean, if you really think about it, for like $32 a person, if you go to any steakhouse or anything like that, you better plan on $20, $25 a person unless you're eating a budget meal. And the budget meal leaves me walking out of the restaurant with my inner fat kid going, "You're an ass. Thanks for the appetizer."
Yeah, inner fat kid crying in the corner because you were teasing him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've walked in. You know, this will give you an idea, folks. I'm 6 foot, 6'1", kind of depends on the day and whether my back's right. 165 pounds. I'm one of the blessed, fortunate few. I eat anything and everything I want. We used to have a place here in Richmond. If you ordered the 16-ounce ribeye, ate that, the baked potato, the bread, the salad, you know, the full meal, then your next cut was on the house and they would bring you out an 8-ounce ribeye. Well, the first time I did that, the waitress literally stepped back from the table and looked under the table like I was feeding a dog under the table or something. I didn't drop any, I swear. And she's going, "Where did you put it? What the hell kind of question is that? Do you think I started this food process backwards or something? No, I know which end it goes in." I thought she was going to lose her mind. But, yeah, I have an inner fat kid that just, thank God for genetics at this point. Now, I know I'm going to hit an age. And my metabolism is going to go, "You know what, screw this. I've been working my ass off all this time for this guy, and I'm on vacation." And I'm going to blimp out like somebody shoved an air hose up my backside. I can see it coming, but until that day, yeah, buddy, I'm going to keep that inner fat kid perfectly happy.
Until it becomes the outer fat guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got a feeling when that happens, I'm going to look like somebody that has put on, like, you know how the, like, movie stars and everything, they'll take, like, you know, some near anorexic looking chick and put her in the fat suit. I got a feeling that's the way I'm going to look, just kind of overnight. I'm going to look in the mirror and go, "Holy crap, I didn't even know wardrobe was coming today."
But, Speaking of people on pictures, have you seen the pictures of Adam Barone recently?
Yes. I don't know exactly what his workout routine is, but good Lord, thank God he and I are friends. If I ever got shitty in a bar and I turn around and looked at him, no. I'm just going to smack myself in the head with a bottle and pray it just knocks me out. Adam, if by chance you're listening, I've got to give you, like, major props, brother. Your workout routine has been phenomenal. For those that don't know, take a look at Matt and myself's Facebook page, the CPR Matt, CPR Dennis. Find our friend Adam Barone. He's got a new movie coming out. Sophie's Fortune has been out for a little while. He's across the pond, but what a great guy, man. Funny as hell, too. But he had to bulk up for this latest movie, and oh my God, did that man bulk up.
It's not like he's a tall guy, but okay, even for everybody listening, just go ADAMBARONI on Facebook. Type it in, you can even Google him, and information comes up. He's actually a really, really good actor. I've seen a lot of his stuff, and Dennis, if he ever comes across the pond, it's going to be a crazy-ass time at the bar.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you. Now, let's see. What all is he? He's a previous MMA fighter. He's a professional stuntman. He's an actor. And apparently, looking at, you know, pretty much his latest profile pictures, he's now decided to become a bodybuilder, too. But good Lord. But, yeah.
All right. I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to throw this out there. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, throw out your comments. But he's, like, one of those dudes that people actually have, like, man crushes on, like, when you start, like, talking to him and everything. I could say that there is a little bit of guiltiness in man crush as far as how funny the dude is, like, how polite and, like, just all around just cool. And, like, just a dude you want to party with. Like, I talk to him pretty frequently. So not saying, like, gay man crush, just in general, man crush. He's an awesome dude.
So what you're saying is you're starting a bromance with him?
not so much a bromance. It hasn't hit that level yet. I don't want to scare him away.
But if he passed out on your couch in fight clothing, you would not undress him to make him comfortable to sleep, right?
No, no.
I just had to ask, Matt.
Maybe a peek, but...
Oh, that was so wrong. That was so wrong.
Maybe a quick...
I thought it was just me.
Maybe a quick little gander with a slight head tilt and... A minor upper corner grin of the mouth? I don't know.
So, in other news...
By the way, Dennis, it just happened. I left you speechless, you ass. There it is for everybody. It just happened.
You did not
leave me live.
Speechless.
I just
changed topic.
No, you were speechless, because if you weren't, you would have not changed the subject. Ha ha, I win.
No. I'll tell you. Now, see, if this were...
Barbara,
hold on.
Barbara, what do you think? Did I leave him speechless? She's on Facebook chat with me right now, and she's listening to the show, so... Ursula, did I leave Dennis speechless during chat?
Sheesh. Now, see, I'm trying to look at chat, and I'm trying to figure out, wait, who in the hell are you talking to? Barbara's not in here, but then I forgot you're also doing the other, you know, Facebook chat and everything else. Now, see, I must not be that cool, because nobody Facebook chats me.
Ursula, look in chat on the show. Ursula confirmed it.
Well, see, all right, Ursula, if you're convinced that he left me speechless, which, by the way, Matt, is irrelevant, because I can copy and post the exact words that said you have to do it during what?
Yes, I know, but then it ended up switching to where there was you. No, because you... No, the reason it switches is because you said you would leave me speechless. So
well,
it
I
went through the whole
show. I'd leave you speechless in general. You started out saying that you could leave me speechless in my introduction. And I went, no. That's not going to happen. However, the simple fact that I think you want to, you know, I think what did it was the, and maybe the slight curl of the lip. Really? Really? Yeah, I had to throw in a slight curl of the lip.
You know what? I was going to keep going until I got you. I was going to keep going. And I'm glad that it happened early on, because it would have gotten awkward.
Yeah, this was, well, here's my whole thoughts on the whole thing. Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, just because we both have the CPR moniker and we are part of the CPR team, he's in Chicago, I'm in Virginia. Oh, shit, brother. I just realized, you know, we probably do have a bromance, because we have talked on the phone until one or the other of us has fallen asleep. We've been 3 months and we never said goodnight or goodbye or anything. It was, hey, wake up. That must be the end of the conversation.
Oh, Ursula.
See, she went there.
And by the way, Ursula, if you still can, you can post it in chat and let me know. Well, I should be our guest next Monday. Wait for it. Confirmation, yes. Spirit medium Ursula Kalen will be our guest tomorrow, or not tomorrow, next Wednesday. Just amazing work. I had the pleasure and the honor of talking with her on when we went to the event that was down at the Congress Theater in Chicago, and I've talked to her online a bunch of times and everything, but we find, which is funny because we're not that far apart distance wise, but finally met her in person, and just a amazing, awesome woman. And Ursula, I'm not saying that because you're in chat and listening in and all that stuff. I honestly truly mean it, like just awesome. So huge pleasure next week for you to take the time and do the show, and I really, really look forward to it. And the one thing that I have noticed, Dennis, I wonder how many listeners we've lost over this, because what was our topic for the evening?
Well, the original topic and we planned on were cheap, basic, around-the-house items that you can use during an investigation versus going out and spending buku money on all of the latest and greatest gadgets.
Yes, and
That was the planned topic.
But now, then it started with romances and...
Well, I mean, come on. For those that know us, for those that have listened to our show before, you know, we can't stay on track for nothing. We're like crackheads once we get on the mic. We're like crackheads. We couldn't follow a train of thought if we were tied to it with a chain. We take off. We have a good time. If you've got a topic that you want to talk about, or if you've got a question regarding investigations or the paranormal or, you know, the hereafter, the living, the dead, if nothing else, if we can't answer it, you know, we can bat it around enough and we can probably find someone that can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So,
I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if the planned topic for the night is not exactly where we stay on track, the track that we always end up taking anyway is usually entertaining.
Yeah, we usually kind of go off on a little... See, that's entertaining and informational. That's the whole plan, the whole goal. So, we're not going to sit there and be like, and we went down to this place... And it was freaky, let me tell you. I mean, this isn't a jazz show.
This is a what?
I said this isn't a jazz show. We're not jazz radio host. So we're gonna have the phenomenal playings of Miles Davis coming up soon, and after that, it's the extremely entertaining and fun. No, screw that.
Yeah, and every once in a while, one of us might slip with a vulgarity. tough shit, get over it. It's not FM radio. We don't have to. Eastern time here, where I'm at, we come on at 9 p.m. at night. If you've got little children that are offended by that, well, they probably shouldn't own a TV in that household, and they should be in bed by now anyway. But here is a phenomenal thought for you, Matt. I started thinking about this. The little cheap aluminum pie pan, all right? We've all got the night vision cameras and everything else. Some of us have, you know, we spoke the other week regarding, like, fishing line with a little bell hanging on it so you can detect movement. Well,
yeah.
The little cheap aluminum, like 9.5-inch or 11-inch, whatever size the standard pie pan is, they're fairly cheap. They're fantastic for a light reflector. Also, they're fantastic for motion. If you set them on fishing wire or just set them on the floor, you know how much noise it makes when you crush one inadvertently?
Oh, yeah.
Now, granted, it might scare the hell out of one of your investigators if they're not paying close attention. But if you have movement, you have footsteps, just the vibration of the footsteps will move that pie pan. They're very light. They're mobile. Also, if you fold one over and it has a slight rocking motion to it because you've now formed like two half circles with it, the slightest breeze will make it move. So there's one quick thought for you. Here's another one. If you're setting up for a fairly large location, take a mirror with you. When you set your night vision camera up and you need to be able to watch two locations, like one right around the corner from the other, aim your night vision camera at a mirror on the opposite side of, let's say, room A. Now the night vision camera will capture most of room A, reflect into the mirror that's on a slight tilt perhaps, that can look into area B, like a hallway or something like that. So one camera can serve two rooms.
Yeah, I definitely... Well, wait, I'm trying to paint a mental picture of what you're talking about right now.
Now he's got the finger paints out again.
Yeah, I got
the
crayons.
Don't eat the finger paint.
I have the crayons. I'm a big boy now. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're talking about a complete fixed mirror, or you're talking about bringing one along as like a portable thing?
Well, think how cheap the like over the closet door mirrors are. Just a, you know, you want to add one that you can, you know, they're what, 3-4 feet tall, 18 inches or so wide. Stand it up against a wall. Picture a square room. In the bottom left is corner A, top left corner B, top right corner C, bottom right corner D. All right, you follow me so far? A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Now let's say that just off of D is a little short hallway or a long hallway going somewhere else. If you set that mirror on the wall between B and C, set your night vision camera up in corner A, you know, like the bottom left corner, aim it at the mirror so you can see that hallway and the doorway. You can cover the majority of that whole room plus part of the second area with one camera.
Yes.
Just a little cheap way to, you know, oh, God, we're going to have 63 cameras. No, you really don't. Just a little shortcut that you can use.
The only downside of that is you got to remember if you're using multiple reflections and refractions, when you are doing a view, if there is anything there, you got to remember what the initial start point was, because a mirrored image is a mirrored image. If you want to know which direction it came from, what is going, you know, and if it's a reflection of a reflection, then it's an exact copy. So that's where it gets a little bit tricky. Is when you set it up, just make sure that you remember how you set it up if you want to know where it came from, to try and debunk it or reenact it.
Right. Well, I mean, you should be making notes as you're setting up anyway. I mean, when I place my H4 and my H2, I always reference on my recording, you know, what direction it's set. And that way, if I hear a noise, I mean, for those that aren't familiar with an H4, well, the H4N is what I use, and I've got the H2 also. You can distinguish right from left in the earbuds or the headphones when you review, because the recorder is that good. What I usually do just to show it off and you know, help my new investigators understand what this recorder is capable of, I will make them put the earbuds in, close their eyes. I hit monitor on that recorder. I mean, I can do it on record also. But I'll hold my hand a foot away and just rub my fingertips against my thumb on the right-hand side of the recorder and on the left-hand side, and ask them, you know, hold up a hand on which side that noise is coming from. That's how sensitive these recorders are. So you have to address them when you place them. You know, if you have, well, I did an investigation in a private residence, top of the steps, one bedroom to the right, one bedroom to the left. I had to address my recorder because they had numerous experiences in the past with the bedroom to the right having noises in it. They didn't have any experiences with the bedroom to the left having any noises, voices, or anything else. But on my recording, I got on the left-hand side, what are they doing? I don't know them. And I mean, it was a wonderful recording, but I had to listen to directionality to understand that this came from the side of the house they don't have any reports from. The side that they had reports from, I didn't hear anything on the whole recording for almost 2 hours. So you should always be addressing the placement of your recorders. And that just kind of goes, well, that should be part of 101, you know, investigations 101, or, you know, ghost 101, whatever you want to call it. But,
well, getting back to the current topic for everybody, the H4N, you're talking about a $300 digital recorder. So that would not fit into what we're the whole idea of the show. But it will tie in a moment. The H2, I mean, you're talking about a $200 recorder. But the they're what, $199 for the H2?
Well, if you're buying brand new, I mean, if you live in a college town, you'd be amazed how many of them you find on Craigslist or even eBay for that matter, and you can pick them up for half the price.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not talking about like a, you know, $49 Sony or RCA or Olympus or anything like that. So it's still going to be more money, but yes, eBay for used is a great tool. For new, actually not so much, but as I've come to find out. But anyway, the one thing that I do have to say, as far as when you see, for example, kudos or not for example, and a side note, kudos and a shout out to all the people from Ghost Hunters. New season is underway as of right now. So thank you for everybody who's ignoring that and listening to us. That means a lot to us. But I was talking with Britt earlier, actually, and I just, you know, I have a DVRing so I can watch it after the show. But, yeah, congratulations on another season. Looking forward to see what you guys pop up with. But anyway, so if you're watching Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventures or any of that, the H4N is the one that looks like a taser that they use, digital voice recorder. Well, to be honest, like 100% honest, I have gotten more, and I looked into it and figured out why. I went to Office Max. Office Depot carries them, but if you don't have those around you, the one thing that you do have around you, and I know for a fact, Countrywide, is Walgreens or Albertsons or one of those companies. They have the Sony there. You can buy the cheaper one, which is silver. And if you get the upgraded one, which is a lot easier for file transfer as far as headache, it's more of a gray, and I'm actually grabbing it right now so I can give you the model number of it, if it's stamped on it, which I believe that it is. It's the Sony IC recorder, which the BX800 is the silver one, and the PX820 IC recorder. I believe, if I remember right, the silver one, which doesn't have a USB transfer, it has a plug-in to where you can plug it into the inlet on your laptop for the microphone inlet with just a male-to-male cord. Then you have to hit play and hit record on whatever software that you're using, and it will transfer that way. The USB one will just pop it right onto a file. I have to say, when I go out, I have my Sony. I have both my Sonys that I run because they're minor different frequencies between the 800 and the 820. I have the RCA USB transfer, which is the one that you see everybody trying to whore out on eBay and all that stuff. I also have a Olympus Note Recorder DP10, which is the one that they've used most recently on Ghost Adventures. It's a little bit bigger with a big screen on it. Aaron uses it all the time. And I also have another Olympus DW90. These recorders, my Sony with the USB transfer one, is the most expensive one that I have purchased. And that one, like I said, was like $59 at Walgreens. I'm sure Walmart has them too, all the places. For $59, I've gotten better stuff for $59 than I have on the Dennis. What do we spend on those H4Ns?
Well, we
on clearance.
We got them on clearance with a store closing. They were $150 a piece.
And retail is $299 on them.
Right.
It's phenomenal for what it is, but for ease of use and everything else, I highly recommend the $60 Sony. I also have, and if I'm sure if you have, a little bit younger and your dad was kind of a businessman or any of that, or you have any sort of reel-to-reel, phenomenal. Like, dig it out of the junk drawer and actually put it to use. The tapes are cheap as hell. And it's great. The only problem is transferring it if you want to do any sort of editing or anything like that. But the reel-to-reels, awesome.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do any sort of editing, then you're not going to be submitting that anyway. I mean, any time that I ever want to submit something, I'll transfer it over to the computer. I keep one perfectly original copy that has not been touched. And then I'll make a secondary file, and, you know, that will be the one that I try to clean up, or, you know, I try to slow down or speed up. And keep in mind, they don't speak at the same frequency or speech rate that we do. So sometimes you have to drop them back to, you know, 40%, because you'll hear just as a, like, what the hell was that? I don't know. None of us made that noise. So you start slowing it down, slowing it down, slowing it down. And finally, you know, the average that I found, in all honesty, is about the anywhere from 73 to 85%. If I slow what I hear down into that range, then it comes in clear.
Yeah.
Now, why they speak at a higher speed, or why I hear them, you know, I don't understand. Why the recorders pick them up at a higher speed is strange. But, yeah, I mean, I've got an old, I do mean old. I can't even pull the recordings off of this on my laptop that's running Windows 7.
Windows 7?
No.
Oh, no, you're thinking, on Mac.
No, I was thinking about the Spirit Box, the SB7. But I have an old Sony ICD P520. It has a USB port. But anything newer than, I think, XP Pro doesn't have drivers to attach to this recorder. So I have to use my old business computer to be able to pull up anything that's on it, transfer it over to a jump drive. Then I can actually put it through the software that's worth crap, which, by the way, the software that's worth the crap, you want to talk about on a budget? What piece of software would you recommend listening to your EVPs on that, on a budget?
There's actually a couple that I've come across recently, but Audacity's been, I mean, you can pick up a copy of Audacity on eBay. It's an actual direct clone of the software, which if you go to Best Buy or anything like that, Audacity is like a $350 program. You can pick up an exact copy for $10 on eBay.
Well, you can also go and get Audacity free. There are a lot of sites that have the sample free. And at the end of your 30-day period, you uninstall the damn thing and get another one. Now,
the problem
I don't know if that's pirating, but you lose some of the editing tools of it. But I really don't care about the editing tools anyway. I don't like to edit. If I can't hear it, then it wasn't a good enough EVP.
Yeah,
and for free, yeah, the price is right.
Well, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, if it's free, you know what, and for being free, give it a try. There's a couple, you know, that are out there like PM Pro and all that. I mean, you're talking, you know, $1,000 for an audio that you don't want to mess with what you have in the first place anyway.
Yeah. Well, the first one that I looked at that I did freeze frame on, I don't remember which one of the shows it was. I did freeze frame when they showed a screenshot. And I'm like, all right, what the hell software are they using? So I finally was able to freeze frame. And they were using Adobe Audition. I went, okay, that's the software I need to go get. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I went, okay, Adobe Audition. That's the program I need to go get. I did a search. And I went, okay, that's not the program I need to use. I can't afford an $800 piece of software just to listen to EVPs. If I can't hear it off my recorder, I'm not going to do a whole hell of a lot better through the software. And, you know, when they say we cleaned this up a little bit so you can hear it, and we amplified the audio so you could hear this. Those aren't the ones that I'm giving to my client anyway, because those are way too easy to put to suspects.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's saying this, or I think he's saying that, or I don't really hear anything. Well, I don't want I think with an $800 piece of software.
Yeah. So one of the other things too is if you do Dennis, I don't know if you've messed around with it or not, but I've kind of messed around with it. If you do end up dropping the cash for the H4N, there is a downloadable software, which I found, and I don't know where the card is at the moment. I apologize for that, and I'll post everybody so they can get to it. But if you do drop the money for the H4N, it does come with an audio program, unless you found that and you have it too. But it's compatible with pretty much anything that's recorded in an MP3 format or a WAV format. Do you know what I'm talking about or no?
Yeah. Well, actually, the H4N is changeable without software,
yeah,
straight through the menu. So, you know, I don't remember what I record all of mine in. I believe I record them all in MP3 simply because I can play them on just about anything. I mean, I believe it goes as much as 96,000 hertz for recording. You can do true 128-bit. And I'm like, you know what? I just need to be able to listen to the noise in the background because that's where they're talking to me. And that's usually where I get, you know, called an effort.
Well, the problem with you is you also have a digital voice recorder in your head, which isn't fair for the rest of us.
Well, that's kind of true. Ursula, are you still in chat with us, still listening, or are you still on the phone?
No, she's off the phone.
No,
but
wait,
she'll be right back.
Had to go put her daughter to sleep. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of true. I have a recorder in my head in the fact that given the circumstances and if they're willing, I'm able to receive. Now, that's the cheapest recorder you can get, is just develop your psychic abilities. It doesn't cost anything, and you'll get told a whole lot of stuff. I take that back. It does cost something. It costs sanity.
Sanity? Yeah.
Yes.
And that's another thing, too, is for it's off but on subject at the same time. Yes, it is the cheapest thing, but it is expensive as far as your time. Not so much, and finding somebody who's reliable for it that, one, isn't going to charge you. Because, Dennis, I know mutual friend, and I'm not going to name drop, but we've actually, or you've tested me on certain things, and when it came down to it, I wasn't spot on, but I was close. But I know with, and I've, how many psychics was it that said that I have the ability if I wanted it, that you sensed that from me?
I think there have been 3 so far.
Yeah.
That, well, myself, and there are 2 others that also kind of picked up on a little bit of the vibe, but
yeah,
I was
so
the only
that
one that tried to push, and
yeah,
I got shunned.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's if you have, and you know, if that's the case and I truly do have abilities, what choice did I actually make?
What?
I said, what choice did I actually make in whether to keep messing with it or not?
Oh, you chose to walk away from it. Probably a very smart choice.
So
it's very taxing.
That's another thing too. Is that if it seems appealing, if it seems, you know, like, oh yeah, that would be so cool to be able to do. I dabbled, and I made the choice not to do it because on a behind the scenes thing, like if you sit and you watch any of the shows where they use mediums and all that, when you actually talk to those people, it kicks the shit out of you. Especially if you don't know shielding, you don't know any of that. So yeah, it is the cheapest form of any sort of recording or communication, but at the same time, it's extremely costly on your health and personal life. I chose not to go down that road.
To put it in perspective, imagine sitting in the DMV, whatever you call it. Have a friend sit on the other end of the building and talk to that person and listen to how absolutely exhausted you are after the end of a short conversation trying to weed out everything else that you pick up. Then picture trying to ingest everything else that you did pick up in between your conversation with your friend on the other end of the building and all the mental stress that it causes because you've heard about this, that, and the other. And yeah, it's exhausting. And Ursula's in the chat that says, oh, hell yes, draining. Yes, it is. But Ursula, what I was going to ask you, we'll talk about this when I come on. Okay, I can't ask. Oh, bad. I'm sorry.
Well, no, she's saying we'll talk about what you're talking about when she comes on, but whatever.
Right. But we'll leave it alone for now, so it's all good.
All clean, fresh.
Good, clean conversation then. It's all fresh, and we're not rehashing anything. But, Ursula, in the meantime, I do want you to, I'll let you go ahead. I'll open up and see what you come up with on me. Take notes and get back to us next week.
Uh-oh, she's upset.
But, yeah, now, as far as another, I'll change topics simply to leave it alone. As far as another cheap homemade thing, we all run infrared.
Dennis, real quick. Ursula just left you speechless also. That's number two for the night. You went to change topic.
I changed topic because she gave me the little shoulders thing and the hands across her chest thing, so I left it alone. I assumed it was an area she didn't feel like going, so I was being nice. Plus, I was going to go back to, like you did earlier, and put us back on topic. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that have never listened to us before, we are a train wreck. We just don't know what the hell we're going to hit on the way. We can start out on an absolute defined path, such as a train track. Then in the aftermath of everything, we go, who in the hell tied a pretzel shape in our train track? That would be our conversations. And it happens every week.
That is a full size train on a 100-yard track that is pretzel shaped. So it hits each other constantly.
Yes.
It's
but we're
fire.
Very good at it.
It's fire, it's brimstone, it's death.
Yes.
But at least at least we're consistent in destroying trains, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never destroyed a train. I made some awesome-looking pennies because of a train, but by the way, if there's any railway police in the world listening right now, I did not ever do that. I've never played around on the train tracks, and I did not make some really cool penny shapes, just so you know. Right?
I did a half dollar one time, and that one came out really cool. But
yeah, see?
But I didn't do it, though.
It was your evil twin.
Yes.
Yes. Sub-Matt. That's his name. Sub-Matt.
Yes, my evil twin's name is CPR Dennis. I mean...
Sub-Matt. We're not twins.
Like...
I'm far better looking.
Yeah, you're right.
It's horrible to be the ugly twin, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel bad, man. I really do.
Yeah.
I got the looks. You got the...
I got the people under
name.
The stairs look.
Yeah. I got the looks. You got the... Well, you got a name. I mean, be grateful for that. I got the brains. I got the looks. And, you know, my twin there got the name.
All right.
So,
shoo,
back on track. Chaka. Another cheap way to do this. We all use the infrared lights. We all use the infrared cameras. Well, I was looking into some infrared spotlights on eBay. Well, I can find like 50 LED infrared spotlight. Requires a 110 plug-in, blah, blah, blah. Well, here's a cheap way to do it. Go down to your local PetSmart or, I don't know, whatever you have for, you know, a pet store. Buy the infrared heat bulb. They also have the little aluminum dish with a light bulb socket in it. I call it a painter's light because that's what I use it for. But it's also great for reptiles and things like that, you know, cold-blooded pets. Those work the same, and it puts out light that the humans can actually walk through and see what you're doing instead of using the furniture finders at the ends of your feet. So, less than $20, you can have fantastic light for a room that doesn't alter the camera's abilities, doesn't alter the shape of your toes, and you're in like limb.
See, you know, I haven't, when we talked about that before, I haven't actually stopped to look at how it comes up on an actual IR. I mean, does it work exactly like an IR flood does?
Well, it's actually a little brighter because it's not true IR, but it lights up in that same spectrums as the IR, and then just a hair below it, which is into the human viewing spectrum. So, and that's why you are able to use them yourself, you know, to not alter the shape of your toes. They're not truly defined within that IR spectrum. They drop below it somewhat because it is just a tungsten element inside a light bulb. But the coating that they put over it, it's designed to put out the infrared. So it works great for the cameras. The cameras don't recognize any difference in that versus the, like, the LED IR floods that you're talking about. But because there is some bleed over into the human range of vision, it's a benefit to the camera, it's a benefit to you, it's a benefit to your pocket.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's no good if you have no power in the location. The only option then is a camera mounted or 9-volt supplied. Well, not necessarily 9-volt supplied. Most of them, I believe, though, are 9-volt supplied. Which, I don't know about you lately, but if you've bought 9-volt batteries, holy crap, it's expensive to do this.
You know, and in that, also, with sticking with subject of the show, there's a bunch of things that I, like, that when I'm shopping for things, whether it's on eBay or it's, like, you know, Harbor Freight Tools or Home Depot or whatever that I can use.
Or in the children's clothing department.
Yes, Superman underwear.
For those. Now, see, you, damn it, Matt, you stole the thunder, man. I was going to give away the Batman underwear. You gave away the Superman underwear.
But,
just
you know,
not that, much fun, brother.
That's a whole other show of what superhero you would actually prefer to wear their undergarments. So, dude, you threw me off on this.
Damn, it sucks to have me as a co-host.
What the hell was I talking? Seriously, I was looking at messages.
You were talking about when you were shopping. When you were shopping online at Tractor Supply or...
Yes, any time that I'm shopping for anything, if I'm like, you know what, I want to give this a try in the field. I want to give that a try in the field. I always look, if it's a battery-powered thing, I always look at what is powering it. And if it's a 9-volt, I'll try and find something that will run a AA. If it's a CR123 battery that powers it, it's extremely, extremely expensive for those batteries. They're like $17 a piece just for the batteries. So Home Depot does have the battery packs. If you go to it, Menards has it also. Costco has extremely cheap batteries, but they don't last that long, the Kirkland brand. Side note real quick. I should have seriously lobbied for the name drops to get reimbursed or get some sort of royalties for the name drops of actual store locations that we've been doing and are going to do on the show. That would have been fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're horrible. We're horrible. I mean, but then again, what are we here for? We're here to help the field,
yeah.
Help the future and current investigators, help those that haven't been through the ringer like we have. I've bought buttloads of, well, that little copper top battery. See there, I didn't name drop.
You mean Duracell?
Holy crap.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see? There you go. Yeah, I mean, I've bought buttloads of them because I'm thinking, okay, I just want to see that little bunny run through my investigation just one time, little bastard. Just one time. No, he never shows up. But I bought all kinds of Duracell. You know, here's a strange thought.
It's Energizer is the bunny, by the way.
Well, I was trying to cover them all. Look, which are you, the engineer or the caboose guy? I'm running this train. Let me wreck it the way I want it.
I'm in the food and booze car.
No, my man, I'm in the saloon car. It'll be okay. But, no, I tried using the, you know, most expensive battery. And I tried using the cheapest battery because it was what I could get on the way to an investigation when I realized, holy crap, I need batteries. And here's something I figured out. Spirit doesn't matter. Spirit doesn't care what battery you're using. If they choose to take the energy from your batteries, everything you have is going to die anyway. I've had some of the cheap batteries last longer than some of the expensive ones. I've had some of the expensive ones last longer than they really should have. I mean, when you're playing with spirit, spirit makes the rules. You're just along for the ride, much like this train ride that we're on, folks. And personally, I'm glad that you enjoy that this is a fun train, and I'm glad that we're bringing up some points that you agree with. Thank you so much. But, I mean, I've done investigations where even my electrical crap died. They've smoked brand new transformers.
What the hell are you bringing out there that it has transformers?
Well, the jet laser that I use. And so just a little pen light type laser grid. I've got one that's electrical. And I get a nice, steady, true light out of it. It doesn't fluctuate unless, of course, for some strange reason, the transformer in it. You know, you've got the little inline transformer you plug into the wall. That's to drop back from 120 to 12 volt. But, I mean, it's completely up to... It's referred to as a transformer because it transforms it from 120 back to 12 volt.
Or it resists it from 120 to 12 volt. I got to give you crap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, if you don't give me crap, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I'm right. We're not calling the shots on it. When we go out and do these things, we're in their world. Spirit chooses what they want to do, and that's why we do this, is so we can try to figure out exactly what the hell they can do, what they are. I mean...
Here's a layman's term comparison. For example, like right now, with the storms and stuff that are going through again, I mean, it's, you know, through here, I mean, through the whole Midwest, and I mean, we're getting the crap kicked out of us, which is why in the initial post for the show, I said, hey, there's a, you know, possibility it may drop because I might lose power. I don't know. Which if I lose power, I lose Wi-Fi and whatever. But if you think about it, as far as electrical goes, which is energy, and if spirits are energy, and they can draw energy, by a show of hands that none of us can see, who's ever lost power in their house because of a storm? You know, same thing on a large scale is what you're describing.
Exactly. I mean, energy is energy. There's no way to you can't destroy it. You can manipulate it, alter it, try to capture it, but you can't destroy it. So it's virtually impossible to absolutely define exactly what we do out here. I mean, okay, I go out and I get fantastic EVPs. I see things move on video. Can I truly define it? Can I prove definitively what it is? No. I mean, it's just, I can speculate what it is. I can speculate that, okay, I asked a question, is there anyone here with us? And I get an EVP back that's crystal clear and says, yes. Is there any way that I can definitively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, prove what it is? No.
Hell no. So, another thing with that, like, on that topic, and the train is teetering on the point of a 45-degree angle right now before it actually goes off the track, and it's catastrophe. If you're not prepared for whatever you do, as far as the, that if you want to post an EVP or something like that, throw it up on Facebook and see what people think of it, or a photo or anything like that, be prepared to really, really be ripped apart or negative comments. Because nobody knows what the hell you did. If you want to do it, you want to put it out there, cool. But be prepared for the criticism. And it is definitely well-deserved, because the ones who actually truly, truly know you and know that you're legit and everything, it's, or know if you're not legit, I should add that in, they're going to back you up 110%, but they're also probably not going to be the ones that are going to comment on your stuff unless you say, hey, can you check this out, let me know what you think. It's going to be the haters. It's like, I look at Facebook as far as the paranormal world goes. I look at it as paranormal Yelp, but more of an instantaneous thing. So it goes away. It doesn't stick with you like herpes does, you know, like Yelp does. But just in general, it's kind of along the same lines of, like, really, I mean, and the other thing, don't post pictures of an orb. A still photo of an orb. Okay, video, let people question it. Still photo, there's so much damn shit out there that it could be. Stay away from it. Dennis, are you involved in a other conversation?
Me? No, I'm good. That's Hope in the background. Yeah, I mean, as far as the orbs, if you're going to put it on as video, reference it as a light anomaly.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
And I'm going to go on a little bit of a slap here for anybody who's done this, but I don't mean it in a hateful way. I mean it in a, I hope you understand where I'm coming from way. If I see one more orb picture or thousands of orbs out of a overgrown fucking field, I'm going to lose my mind. It's like, oh, look at all the spirits that are around us. But really, are you kidding me? It is spring in a, and Dennis, you live in the south with kudzu and you know, all the rest of the bullshit that you, yeah,
pollen
and
under an extreme flash will refract. Dust will refract.
Look at Chad.
Yeah. Unless you are picking up voices on EVP that say, can you see my little light balls? That's probably not a spirit.
Throw the shit out, really.
Now, I have a piece of video that was shot off a night vision camera. It shows a light anomaly that came around the corner and chased in the same exact direction as myself and another investigator. Now, the fact that this little ball of light, light anomaly, came around the corner, I just have, the only thing I can say to that is, what the hell was that? I don't know. I can't say it was the spirit of, John Smith coming around the corner chasing me because I was in his area, but I can damn sure say that's a light anomaly. An anomaly is anything that is odd. But if it comes out of the same place that you were and it turns a corner and runs down the hall the same place you went, 3 seconds, 4 seconds behind you, there's a good chance there's something strange going on there that you really want to check out. Or you might want to check your dandruff.
I have to comment on this.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to get to Barbara's comment, who sent me a message on Facebook, and she's absolutely, absolutely right. But for what you're talking about, if you look at, easiest way to explain this, if you look at what happens with convection when a military aircraft flies through the air, and what happens to the air behind it. Even though it spins, it twirls, it almost creates like a typhoon, if you will, for what the human body creates if you've ever seen it in a wind tunnel.
Right, right. I mean, create a vortex that draws the air behind you. I understand that. But
three or four minutes, depending on... Go ahead.
Yeah. If it's behind you several seconds, I'm not so inclined to believe that, the one that I have followed me, I think it was five or six seconds back. And it came around and took the exact same path. So that was strange to me, and my first thought was, okay, well, so let's investigate the vortex idea, which is what you're talking about, where you create, a path of air that moves in the same direction. This one was far from the fact that had there been any other dust or anything, I would have seen it join the end of that path midway. This you literally saw come around the corner from out of camera sight because it's around the corner. You see it turn the corner and, it stays on that same exact elevation all the way around. I would think that if it was a piece of dust that's just following in the vortex of the air that we were disrupting, it wouldn't have had that much vacuum to continue it on that same exact elevation the whole way.
So 5 to 6 seconds, yes.
Five to two minutes later.
1 to 2 minutes, maybe a different story. You got to remember when you're dealing and when you start to get in this the subparticle mass of what it is, and when you're talking about something on a video that when you're shooting an IR that's reflecting light. Depending on what that material is, dust in general is organic material.
Right.
With dust being organic material, and depending on if it was long, but what it consists of, like a blonde human hair shows up brighter on IR than a brunette hair or a black hair or anything like that. It depends on the reflective surfaces of it. and the penetration of the light that's going through it. So for five to six seconds, I wouldn't even consider it. One, 30 to 60 seconds, a little bit more interesting. Personally,
and that's why I said it's just a light. And like I said, that's why it's called a light anomaly. I didn't say, and if you look here, you'll see these spirits chasing us out of that room that just called me an effer. It's just a light anomaly. It's strange, and it warrants more review.
Yeah.
So, never jump to the first conclusion. 9 out of 10, your first conclusion. Well, no, I'll guarantee you 9.97%. Your first conclusion, there's some asshole out there going to tell you you're stupid, and that's not what it is. And you're going to get those, really? You called that whatever? Well, I'll gladly post that video. I'll have to crop it out, and I'll gladly post it. And let's see what the hell the viewership comes up with. To me, it was strange. But did I say it was, the spirit of Joe Bob? No. Because Joe Bob would have had cigarettes in his sleeve and one in his mouth and, probably flinging daggers at me, little bastard.
So, and Dennis, since we're on the orb and light anomaly conversation, Barbara brought up a good point. What do you think about people posting pictures of orbs with faces in them? do you have the it's a one word answer, and I believe that we have the exact same answer. And you're how far away?
I think we're 960 miles away, according to my fuel tank and odometer last time I came to visit you. Which, by the way, your turn.
Yeah, I know. And it's going to happen soon.
But the one word that I come up with is hilarious. Really? You see a face and a dust bunny? Holy Christ, come look at my house. I'll bet you'll find the president's.
No, I'm talking like orb photo. Barbara says road trip. Yeah, Barbara, if you're paying for gas, I get 9 miles to the gallon. Your Lexus gets
and
better, though, so.
And by the way, it's about 963 miles. But, yeah, the one orb I can come up with, and you're talking about they see an orb and they say, oh, I see a face in that.
Yeah,
really?
So let's do it on the count of three. We're going to say it the word that I'm thinking of and you're thinking of on the count of three.
Okay. Three.
Ready? Two.
Three.
No, count of three would be 1, 2, 3. Ass.
Look, Jack Wagon. Well, count for shit's sake. What are you just going to sit there now and argue about it for?
All right. One. Two. Three.
Ridiculous.
Nature thing.
Oh, I'm thinking more ridiculous thing, but yeah. I don't see anything in an orb as far as a face, but yes, it would be matrixing. I can see those in most still photos anyway. If you actually take the time and you look and you study it and you don't jump to the first damn conclusion, again, most still photos where they show something, now I'm not saying all, I'm not saying there are no photos, but most of them are matrixing. You're getting a reflection off of this, you're getting a refraction from that, something along those lines. That's all right, Ursula. We're lucky that Matt was able to say matrix. Matrixing, let alone spell it. Yeah, look,
oh,
I can't even say it. Kiss my ass.
But there was a stab gone wrong.
Yeah, I screwed
it up. It's a good thing that Matt was able to say very dark thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, definitely I would have to agree. I mean, if I took it to a, you know, a proper term instead of just my opinion of it, my answer should have been matrix. Matrixing. Yes, there I go again. Damn it, I keep getting my tongue over my eye teeth. I can't see what the hell I'm seeing.
So, hey, real quick with that said, getting back on subject because I know we don't have a ton of time left. We have 34 minutes. Speaking of when I was talking about with the Sony and recorders, you can buy them at Walgreens or Albertsons or whatever it may be in your area. The other thing that you can get there, seriously, go to the As Seen on TV section, which I know this sounds like I'm setting up a joke, but I'm not. Like, seriously, go to the As Seen on TV section. For $9.99, and it may be cheaper now. That's what it was when I bought it. When you see the infomercial for the music bullet, it's honestly, this thing holds charge for like 10.5 hours. So if you have an SB7 or you have a Shack Hack, which I'm going to get into that shortly too, if you have those pieces, seriously, use, like, go there, buy it for $10. It's extremely loud. It works absolutely great. The other thing too, the sonic ear for the thing that looks like a Bluetooth, but it's for really deaf people. It's I mean, 100%. Yes, Dennis is fine. But it works absolutely great. Basically, what you're doing is you're hearing EVPs as they're happening. If you have a recorder, the way the Sonicare works, it's in the same frequency of what your digital recorders and everything else are. It's, like I said, it's absolutely amazing. I highly recommend it. If you hear it on your Sonicare and you don't catch it on the recorder, you do get a little bit pissed off, I want to be honest. This has happened to me a couple times. But, yeah, it's absolutely a great piece of equipment. I think those things are down to, like, $6 now. So, you want something that's cheap, easy to use. Perfect example on that music bullet thing that I'm talking about on Ghost Adventures when they're using their spirit box and they have that big microphone or that big thing in their hand and the big speaker. It's stupid, stupid expensive for the one that they have. I mean, you're talking $179. This thing works great, same price. As far as the Shack Hack goes that a lot of people use, if you bought one online or you did it yourself, which I can actually, you know, I was thinking of doing a YouTube video of how to actually make one, but there's a few out there. If you go to Radio Shack and you buy that, it's very, very easy to do. You split the casing. It's 6 or 8 screws to actually take it apart. There's one little tiny solenoid that you have to clip, which is obvious. The one thing that I do recommend, though, buy 2 of the radios. I think they're $14 or $15 a piece. Buy 2 of those radios. Do the exact same modification to both of them, except for on one of them. Snip the AM and FM antenna wires. Reason being, what you're doing is when you go through a Shack Hack, because of the sweep rate, it's you still pick up that bit, that I think, like, you'll still actually get words that come through. If you snip the AM and FM wires, it's only a internal transmission of the local area that you're in. You're not picking up stuff from the other place. And kind of play with it, you know, see which one works out for you better. It depends per area, but like Chicago area, Ursula, I know you'll agree with me on this. If you're scanning through radio stations, I don't give a shit if you have your antenna snapped off your car or anything. You're going to pick up a Latin radio station. It's that if that's the only one you get, that's the one that's going to come through. And see, she's laughing because she knows that she just wrote yes. So most of the time, those are more local. So if you get something that comes through on your shack hack and you're listening to it, you're like, well, that could have been a voice. And I know around here, a lot of times, also, very, very important, find out where your Latin radio stations are from. Most of them are extremely, extremely local like they are around here. And find out what frequency and watch the frequency as it's scanning and as it's going through so you know what point your dead spots are at and you know what point you're 100% like, you know, clear, like, all right, if it's 107.9 like it is here or a bunch of the other frequencies, you'll notice a pattern that develops in those. And with that, sorry, I'm taking a sec. Trying to help Ursula out at the moment. Ursula just, no, that thing's like a, that looks nothing like what I have. Just next time you're at Walgreens, go to the As Seen on TV thing and look for the one that looks like a Bluetooth that has like the wrap around the ear thing. And I'll see if I can send you a link in a moment. I'll have to look it up, I will, if I can find the link to that actual product, I will post it on Facebook also. So if anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, just look at the CPR Mad page, and it will be there. So anyway, but yeah. So as far as the, like I said, the shack hack goes, just pay attention to what frequencies that you think that you're getting stuff at, and pay attention to it, kind of keep that in mind as far as when you're doing it, you think you're getting something. I just did Ursula when we were at the Congress, and I had my SP7, not my shack hat going, but I had the actual SP7 developed by Gary Yoka, blah, blah. That one I had on the high sweep rate, and I was sitting there and you saw me in the room and I'm shaking my head no, because you start to learn patterns of what that actual thing is doing. And that's where I've learned that device. Oh, the big dog's leaving, Dennis? I know, he's in the middle of something.
Yeah,
that's why
he's ranting. The recliner flipper is on his way out, but I'm taking a moment, folks. I apologize for the lack of my beautiful voice, but I'm giving the big dog back to his owner. My babysitting time is done for now anyway. And I'll be back on in just a moment.
Yeah, so I will keep boring you with my horrible, nasally, crappy voice. So thank you for putting up with me while Dennis, with his beautiful southern accent, is tending to handing over a 165-pound Rottweiler. But Anyway. Ursula, no, that's not the one either. You know what? I'm going to find it for you right now. So, but yes, just pay attention to sweep rates. Pay attention to that kind of stuff. And just lock it in. And I keep having to regress back to the same thing. Secondly, if you're looking for something cheap, and I'm talking like dirt cheap that you want to use or you want to have in your arsenal, which I have for sure, one bag of flour. Due to, if you're getting something with footsteps and all that, and don't walk into someone's living room and throw flour all over their damn floor, but ask permission. If it's something like it's an attic or a basement, and you know they don't mind, you have to ask permission first. You walk into somebody's house and it's, oh, well, you know, we moved all your furniture to figure this out. And, oh, yeah, don't mind that it looks like you walked into Scarface's nose. No, I don't do that crap. But if it's something that is permission and you want to do something, fix the camera on it. And, you know, just do a light coating over the floor. See if you get any footsteps, you get any handprints, you get, you know, anything along those lines, but make sure that it's documented of, you know, came in this room and a lot of stuff. You're talking at the grocery store, what, 79, 89 cents? But I always have one with me in case the situation arises. Secondly is what Dennis and I at the beginning of the show were talking about, fishing line. You can buy it pretty much anywhere, Kmart, Walmart, Bass Pro Shop, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods, and anywhere. It doesn't matter what test it is because you're not using it for that. Buy the cheapest whatever. If you go to a store that has any sort of craft stuff, you can pick up the little Christmas bells, you know, anything like that. You can hang these things all over a room. I mean, literally all over, different lengths, different, you know, different configurations of how many bells you want to use on each one. You can do that. Set up a video and audio recorder if you have more. If your video recorder, like, not like a 4-channel DVR or 6 or 8 or 75-channel DVR, you can set it up with audio and video. And just leave the room stagnant. If something goes through there and it's ringing bells and you're watching like an actual pattern walking through it, cool. The other thing, if you don't have enough audio to set up in there, but you have your fishing line, you can pick up at any of the party stores, or I believe that Walmart has them too. You can pick up the little, let's say they're probably, you know, 4 inches long, something like that. You can pick up a 50 to 100 pack of them, of the glow sticks. You know, you crack them and then they glow. Hang those damn things all over the place. So if you don't have audio, at least you have video of something moving, something that's a path. You don't have to have this extravagant setup with you know, full spectrum cameras and all this other, like, FLIRs and all that stuff. No. You don't have to have that good crap to get all the good stuff. Perfect example. Paranormal investigations have been going on for a long, long time. This crap didn't, you know, all the modern technology and all that stuff didn't exist. But some of the stuff that has been captured over the years, cancel out the photos of ectoplasm because we all know that's bullshit. But, yeah, I mean, you don't need all the latest and greatest modern technology to have an extremely successful, mind-blowing thing that no matter what Dennis I don't know if you're still listening or you took your earbuds out and just left me sit on your kitchen table or what, Ursula. Kind of.
I'm
Ursula, if you're listening. Ursula,
I've got one ear on you, and I've got one ear on Mike, and we're discussing all the adventures of the last 2 days with the four-legged freight train that rolled through my house.
That one didn't derail. It derailed you. But no, I mean, in general, and I know not everybody can see it because it's only chat's slim tonight, but in general, if the question that I have and that I want to reiterate as a comment, but it's a question for you two. If you leave a place with more questions than answers, that's what I believe to be successful. Dennis has it on mute, but Ursula,
I put
correct.
Back on mute, brother. He's getting ready to run out the door. Give me 2 minutes tops, and I'll be right back with you.
That's fine. You know I love talking to myself, ass.
Well, you're not talking to yourself. You're sharing valuable information to our listeners. You're sharing valued information to our followers. Well, that and... You know, you're talking to yourself, but that's beside the point. And you're good at that. So if you've got a voice back here shortly that goes, that's bullshit.
Yeah, go
you think
go
you've
to
got
yourself.
An EVP?
Shut up. Go do your crap. Go take care of the dog that weighs more than you. But at least he's muscular. Aha. I knew you were coming back for that one. But, no, anyway, it's, you know, there's a ton of things that are out there. Also, one extremely interesting thing. If you
not
had
if it's coming from you.
Oh, shit, you are there.
And I left him speechless.
No, you interrupted me. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Another thing as far as, like, and kind of goes with what Dennis was talking about with the Pi 10 and reflective surfaces, not having to tote around a ginormous door mirror as a piece of equipment. If you take and they sell them at craft stores, you can buy each individual pieces of like a disco ball, like the little tiny small squares. If you want to do decorating stuff like that, it's tedious. It takes a while, but it's very, very easy. If you end up drilling small holes in them and to a point to where you can hang it. If you take a light source, like a black light, or like what Dennis was talking about with the heat lamp from a, you know, a pet store or something like that, you'll pick up minute reflections as long as you don't have any airflow. So you have to make sure that the heat or the furnace is off, you don't have leaky windows, you know, anything like that. That also goes along with the glow sticks and the bells. But yeah, little tiny things. They're like 3 cents a piece, I believe, for the little tiny mirror things at craft stores. So you can buy a bunch of those. Do a little. Go ahead, Dennis.
I did not say you had to bring a Hubble-sized mirror to the investigation.
You said 3-4 feet.
I mentioned the tall one simply because it's the most common. But, I mean, most households have a mirror and the damn camera at the mirror to cover 2 areas. Set it in the opposite corner of a room. But I didn't mention bringing the Hubble telescope. Christ, we're not NASA. What's wrong with you?
fine.
Oh, by the way, folks, I am back.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. If you're just popping in for a stab.
No, they have picked up the 4-foot, 4-legged wrecking machine. For those that don't know, I made a discovery last night. My Lazy Boy recliner is absolutely amazing. I love this thing. I sleep in it. I have quite a bit of back trouble. So I sleep in my Lazy Boy quite a bit. Well, Noah, this 4-legged wrecking machine, has spent the last 2 nights at my house while they were moving into their new house, waiting for the power to get on and so forth. I had myself fully laid back, had my feet up, I'm watching TV. Noah decides, hey, I want up there too. I got no problem with this. Trouble was, Noah got up into my lap, more towards my chest, and then throws his head back like, dude, I love you. And about this time, the whole damn chair went back and my feet were pointing at the ceiling. So here is a discovery. A 165-pound man and a 165-pound dog, both leaning on the back portion of a Lazy Boy recliner, will equal a 165-pound man's toes pointing at the ceiling. And laughing hysterically, by the way. And it will also equal a 165-pound man's wife going, hang on, let me get pictures. Are you kidding? Get this big son of a bitch off of my chest.
Yeah, that's you sitting on your chest.
But I will admit, it's a 165-pound Bavarian Rottweiler that is the biggest damned lap dog I've ever seen in my life. But I do highly recommend you must wear a protective cup. Because I promise where those big ass paws are going to land, you won't like. How I'm still speaking baritone, I'm not certain. I should be doing this one in a much, much, much higher voice tonight. But sorry for the, I digress. And you're right, Ursula. Leaving a place with no answers, not good. If you can't get the answers, call in a team that has better people. Not necessarily better people, but different talents in their people. So, all right, I'll shut up and let you get back on track there, Mike, Matt.
I pulled a Dennis Miller and I was just on a rant, so anything that you want to contribute, feel free.
Oh.
We are down to 11 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right. Well, I caught a good part of it. I like the idea, Ursula, of more experienced people. But if you're going in with a strong team to begin with, the experience isn't so much the factor if you're still leaving without answers. Perhaps they need different experience or different talents. My best recommendation is definitely go back and check your research further if you can. Now, I realize a lot of places, you know, Chicago had the Great Chicago Fire, so you're kind of limited in your time span of your experience in that area that you can research. Richmond has so much history. We lost a lot of it as well. But I mean, the history of a location could prove key to everything that's happening there. So, you know, do everything that you can in researching your history. Research is definitely key. Anything from a private residence to a retail commercial location, research is vital, both on the land, both on what was near the land, the building that stands there now. I mean, it may not have been there as much as 50, 60 years ago. It may have been something totally different. You might have been on a, well, perfect case and example. I'm a contractor by trade. I was working at a couple of houses down in downtown Richmond in an area that they call Shaco Bottom. We were going to turn three house fronts that were built in the 1800 era. I think like 1802 to 1805, somewhere around there. I'm digging for foundation and footings out back, and I start finding bones, and I mean a lot of bones. Well, it turns out that pre-1800, there had been a slaughterhouse on that location. Not like, you know, Hannibal Lecter's slaughterhouse, but you know, livestock slaughterhouse. Well, back then they just dug a pit out back and buried bones. So some of them, for whatever reason, survived, and that's what we discovered. One of the earliest houses in Richmond City itself was 50 yards away. It was built in 1801. And I don't mean earliest houses in just earliest built. The earliest house that still lived in was built in 1801. But Richmond's got such a great history, you have to be able to go back and review your history as far back as you possibly can before you draw any conclusion on a location, be it a private residence or, you know, we've got public schools that have been built on Indian burial grounds. We've got part of I-95 is built over slave burial grounds. I-95. Really? Our government did that? Well, yeah, because at the time that it was started, they were considered irrelevant people. So the history of a location, the energy that that location has in itself, could be based solely in its history. And if you don't know its history and you haven't done good enough research, you very well may come up with a false answer. Granted, it beats leaving without an answer, but if you give a false answer, it's not as good as it could be.
I definitely 1,000% agree with that. I mean, you know, and all the stuff that we talked about, physical products and all that you can go to the store and purchase, that's all fine and great. The two things that we haven't talked about as far as the best things that you can actually use while on site in places is completely, completely free. Your own personal body, and secondly, your local library.
I mean, so true. Yeah, so true.
Your library, yeah, it may cost you, you know, it may cost you to remove a document, but it doesn't take anything to do the research in there, write down what you have to write down, and then leave.
Now, for me, it always cost me late fees. Because once I check it out, I can't get one back on time for love nor money. But you know what? If I keep it 2 weeks extra and it costs me $1.50, and I'm able to give my client a little more information, it's worth $1.50. I mean, I don't charge my clients anything. CPR East will never charge a client for an investigation. Just like CPR Home Base up in Chicago will never charge a client for an investigation. If you've got something going on, I have a team staffed with History Buffs. We want to know. Well, it gives us a reason to go research something that we probably wouldn't have researched before. How often do you think to go look at the house 3-4 doors down and actually go research it and go research the land that it or perhaps your house sits on until something starts going weird? Doors are slamming, windows open and close, and you know, crazy shit like that that you just can't justify. Most of us will never go research our own land where we live. Why? I'm happy with where I'm at. Yeah, well, find out. See what the history is. You may be dumbfounded. There may have been an Indian massacre in your backyard and you don't even know it. But you can go for virtually nothing and do an investigation on the history at your local library, or look at just blogs on the web and see what's there. Some of the best information about my own house. Now, I know I have a Civil War soldier in my house. Where my house sits is directly between Seven Pines, Gaines Mill, and Cold Harbor. All three were major battlefields in the Civil War. About two blocks from where I live, in that time frame, 150 years ago, was a field hospital. I'm less than I might be a quarter mile off the Chickahominy Creek, which was a water source. So they stayed by it. But always take the time. I would have never known that there was a very good possibility that there were troops that marched right through my yard, going from one battlefield to another, then to another. If I hadn't taken the time and gone back and researched.
Yeah.
Always take that extra time to research. It's worth it.
Extremely, extremely important to do the background, and it will possibly answer certain questions. When you watch the shows, they're doing, you know, 1 to 2 weeks of research before they go there, plus the research in the local area of what they're doing. So, Dennis, we got a minute and a half left. I just want to say thank you for everybody who was part of the show, Barbara, Ursula. I love both of you. I mean, can't, you know, wait to see you guys again and hang out. And I hope for everybody else that was listening that it was informational. Dennis, I believe that we need to do possibly a part two on this. So,
hey, I'm good with it. And by the way, I did make a brief contact. Asked Mike, he works for a wrecker service. He's done some major crashes. He's done minor stuff, big truck recovery. So there's a possibility that we can get him on a show some other time. Barbara, I do want to thank you for the Facebook message. Hi, Dennis, been listening to the show and chatting with Matt. I love you guys on this show. I sit here and laugh my butt off. Well, I am so happy. That's what we do this for. I mean, come on. We shared a little bit of information. We had a great time. Ursula, thank you so much for joining us. And I look forward definitely to talking to you next Wednesday.
Yes, definitely. Ursula, Spirit Medium Ursula Kaelin is on next Wednesday, same place, same time. So good night, everybody.
Don't forget, find us at CPR Dennis, CPR Matt, Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers.
We're in record.
All right. But, I got to take that last second off.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to get into that, you know, at least get all of our stuff done before we continue on into archive. Which, Barbara, I know you're still with us.
I think they can still listen in for about an hour, and I think that was when it chucked my ass out the door last week.
Yeah.
But I'm not real sure.
Yeah, but, so I did post the actual, like, link to the Walgreens thing of the Sonic Gear. So.
Okay.
That I was talking about. I posted it on the CPR Matt page.
Yeah, that thing is actually pretty awesome. I mean, I've seen some much, much higher priced ones at like the Bass Pro Shop and everything. You know, the Deer Stalker 2000 and all that crap. But nah, hey, for $10, dude, this one's righteous.
Oh yeah, it's. This is the one thing that I love about that, and this is why I think we have to do a part two because we. Well, with getting off topic and all that other, you know, bullshit that we normally do, it's not like it wasn't an actual full review. Like I brought up, I talked about it, but didn't actually analyze. Certain times when you're doing an EVP session and you think that you're getting something, if you're hearing it through the sonic ear, it's, you know when to just shut up and let it happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you hear it in the sonic ear, even in mid-sentence and all of a sudden you go, what? Then you just go silent and let the recorders pick it up. And that's kind of what it's for. I mean, it's not to... The only thing it's for is to give your hearing that extra bandwidth that, you know, our human ears don't have.
Yeah.
But I just clocked out of Blog Talk. Well, out of the main screen anyway. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, as far as go to your pawn shop. Buy your recorders at a pawn shop. Buy your video cameras at a pawn shop. Two reasons why I like pawn shops for my camcorders. They don't have the latest and greatest only. You realize I've spent the past probably 2 months looking in every major electronic store in town, and I can't find a single night vision camcorder that has a hot foot for an auxiliary IR light. I'm lucky if I can find one with an auxiliary hot foot, period, that I can put a generic on to mount it without buying the extra mount. So I buy... You know, I look in the pawn shops and I see what they have. Panasonic has one that goes down to zero lux, but it doesn't have an IR emitter on it.
Yeah. That's, you know what, that's the problem. Sony patented Nightshot. And Sony,
right,
if you want a Nightshot camera now, you're talking over $1,000.
Well, if it carries the Nightshot name, if it actually says Nightshot, that's Sony. Everybody knows when I say I use a Nightshot camera. Everybody knows I'm using a Sony. But Bell and Howell, or however you want to pronounce it, they have a night vision camera that also has the IR emitters on it. But even they don't have one with a hot foot. Now, for those that don't know, the hot foot's that little plate on the top where you can lock on an auxiliary IR light or camera flash, you know, things of that nature. I got lucky. I absolutely love this camera that I've got. I think it's the best thing in the world, but I can't even get support for it anymore from Sony. And it's the DCR, what is this thing? Pull this thing out. All of my gear always sits right beside me. This is horrible. I got on a junkie. It's a DCR SR220. I got lucky, and I mean, like, much more than, you know, lottery type lucky with this one. Well, okay, no, because if I won the lottery, I could afford to buy a bunch more of this little bastard. But it's got a 60 gig internal hard drive. It has night shot, which means it has built-in IR. It has a hot foot on the top that I can attach a auxiliary IR light. That, holy crap, dude, this thing is phenomenal when you turn the little auxiliary IR light that I have. 50 feet away, I can light up. So, you know, that's kind of cool. Another good thing are, and I just happened to grab a couple of them here, the little three-battery AAA LED lights. Always make sure that each one of your team members have one, though. Just a little LED light that they can carry with them, because when you end up in the absolute darkness, you really don't want to pull out your cell phone to try to light your way. It just doesn't do real well. I picked up a 3-pack. They were on clearance, I think, at Tractor Supply. It was a 3-pack for $250, I think. Or a 2-pack for $3 or something like that. I mean, it was dirt cheap. And it came with batteries. Now, granted, they're some knockoff cheap battery, but hey, who cares? In this field, we spend a buttload on batteries anyway.
You know, that's something I wanted to address throughout, which was the whole creation idea of this show. Since I started this, oh wow, just quick side note. No, quick side note. Ursula, Kaylin just messaged me. She actually took off work tonight to listen to the show.
Really?
So, thank you, Ursula. That ridiculously means a lot. not
God,
required.
I'm so sorry you lost money for this show.
No shit, right?
And I mean, part of me hopes that, you know, you're like, you know, some fantastically well-paid therapist or something, and. And then the other part goes, no, because if she's a therapist, she's going to try to get us to come in. Oh, damn.
Yeah. No. But she actually did message after that she was glad that she did.
Yeah,
so
we're about as down to earth as you can get.
Or up in the fucking loony bin in the sky. Who knows?
Yeah, but something like that. But
we leave it open for judgment. Say what you will, but you know what? I've never seen a negative comment about us, the show, anything at all.
Yeah,
so
I have to admit.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, you were starting. You, by all means, I was just agreeing with your statement.
Yeah. That's,
so you continue.
I've never, you know, and any guest that we've had on, we've never had a non-continuing conversation with into archive or even after that, just, you know, develop a friendship because of it. Like, we don't have that, oh, it was a guest on the show, and it's done, it's over with, whatever. Like, we don't have that. I mean, shit. How many people have we met and talked to that we never would have talked to in continuation if we didn't, if it was just over chat, you know, or just over... messages on a comment.
Yeah, countless. I mean, you know, like tonight, I was talking about Adam Baroni. Adam was on 6-8 months ago. Well,
yeah.
Let's see. Sophie's Fortune came out in November. And we had him on about 6 weeks before it came out. I'm pretty certain he was on in October, maybe. And we still talk to him on the regular.
Oh, yeah. He tags me in posts on Facebook and stuff. Like, you know, I talk to him a lot. He's a great, great guy.
Yeah. I mean, some of the friendships that we've started with or some of the relationships that we've started here are... definitely unexpected. I would venture to say some of them are definitely priceless.
Oh, yeah, you know, for sure.
Of course, some of the conversations that we've had here are priceless, too, because, you know, therapy ain't cheap.
Some of the conversations that we've had here, I will never forget.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're priceless. Therapy ain't cheap. But I got to admit, some of the information that we've passed along, some of the guidance that we've been requested for. I mean, and some of the compliments that we've been paid as far as, you know, how well we actually are researched and studied. I mean, and I can't even tell you how much some of that means to me. I mean, we have had some absolutely phenomenal guests on here.
That's quite an understatement, but I understand what you're getting at.
I mean, we've had people that have 3 and 4 degrees on that give us kudos for our knowledge. We've had people that have 3 and 4 degrees that we've enlightened them in areas that they hadn't been enlightened in. I mean, come on, really, where else can you do that? I think this is an awesome medium. I really do.
Well, and that's, you know what, the honest truth about it is, in having the option and the outlet to discuss, even if it's a disagreement or anything like that, you know, fine. I'm completely 100% cool with that. Like, it, you you know, nobody agrees on everything or every topic or every thing that has to do with the topic ever. I mean, it just doesn't happen. But when you start to get into it, and whether somebody disagrees with us or we disagree with them, perspectively speaking, it makes you think about it. It makes you maybe question it unless you're just a closed-minded asshole. But, you know, that's the one thing, and I've heard this from numerous people who do radio shows like we do. And, yes, by the way, in Archive, we talk like we're having a phone conversation. If Dennis and I were just on the phone by ourselves, we'd be having the same conversation. You just happen to stick with us and listen. And thank you, Barbara, because I know you're hearing it live. But no, just in general, like, I hear, oh, well, I had this guest and he wouldn't talk or he would stand up. Well, you know, we've never encountered that to where it was like an argument or somebody just being a shithead for no reason or anything like that. Like, literally, I may have jinxed us, which...
No, no.
Yeah. That's me knocking out words.
Yeah, but it requires us to be shitheads for them to be shitheads.
Well,
I mean, we're going to disagree. But the difference is when you intelligently disagree, then their only option is to counter with their intelligence. And I can honestly say we have never had an unintelligent guest. We have had some extremely brilliant minds on this show. Some of them that have floored me. And I honestly don't ever see us having a hang up on him. He's just an asshole. I just don't see that guest.
No, not with our show. The awesome thing about it is it's not like we're selective and we play off of what people have told us about, oh, well, don't have this person on. I don't give a shit who you are. If you just pick up elephant shit at the zoo, come on and talk about it. That doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what you do in life. It's still interesting, and if you are the guy, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to keep using it as a reference. If you're the guy who picks up elephant shit at the zoo, there's not a damn person who knows what else your job entails except for other people at the zoo or other people who clean up elephant shit at the zoo. It may be extremely interesting. You may be picking up elephant shit, but you have to take it for biological samples and have to, you know, take certain samples of it in a certain way to have it analyzed to make sure that animal's still healthy. I mean, seriously, like, it sounds weird, but who the hell knows?
Well, I mean, you know, nobody knows what you see in your job on a day-to-day basis, and nobody really knows what the full spectrum.
Aha! Name drop.
Shameless plug.
In
nobody
Archive.
Knows what the full spectrum is, except those that do it. And That's why I really think that, you know, the name of this show is perfect, bro. I really do. I mean, we've tried to encapsulate the full spectrum of life, and I think we've done a pretty damn good job. I mean, what other show that is under Blog Talk Radio in the full spectrum realm or in the paranormal realm talks about all the crap that we have? I mean, we'll talk about anything. Even if we don't know what the hell we're talking about, we'll sit back and listen and just absorb information. And that's what it's all about.
And it, you know, it comes down to when you, like a layman's term kind of thing, when you start to get into it, when you walked into history in high school, were you teaching the fucking class or were you learning from your teacher? We're not saying that we're teachers, but
you said the F-bomb.
Yeah, I know I did. But on every, like, on every level, if you're open to anything in life and you're not, like, a closed-minded bag of shit and thinks that you have all the answers, like, if you're an actual, like, legitimate, you know, human being that says, hey, this person knows more than me, like, you're going to learn something as long as you have an open mind. So it doesn't matter if you're, you know, a surgeon with a doctorate and you're the highest brain surgeon in the country. If there was a brain surgeon that was out there before you and you agree with their writings, if they passed away or something like that, you learn something from them. You learn, you take the time to actually listen to what they had to say. And yeah, you know what? Do any of us have the answers? No. But can we prevent people from making certain mistakes that we've made and have them not spend
you
like...
You can try.
You can try, yes. You're right. You can try.
You can lead the horse to water, but you know, can't make it drink. And you can teach an idiot how not to be an idiot, but he has to absorb.
Yeah.
Good luck
but
with that.
What was the purpose of this whole show?
The origin of the show or tonight's show? Because we
tonight's
blew
show.
The origin of tonight's show off the chart. Cheap around the home things that you can use for investigations that you don't have to go spend a buttload of money for. How much time did we spend on that? Way to go, Matt. Way to drag this train down the tracks in the wrong direction again. Now, see, you're the host. I can blame you. I'm just the co-host.
Yeah.
I just have to sit in the side saddle and go, oh, shit.
You know what? I can't even. I honestly can't even fucking argue with that because I got off on some rant.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe is called speechless.
That wasn't speechless like yours was. Yours was genuinely speechless. Mine, I'm just speechless in general most of the time, but. No, that was, yes, I did get off on rants, and I apologize about that. And you know what, fucker, you did also. And that wasn't an EVP.
I always
go
off on a rant.
Yeah, I know. So then we get off track, and then we have to go back to shit, which is why we always have to have number two, not poop, number two, with our shows, which is awesome.
No, I think he means therapy session number two. Because after the first one, they realize we're screwed. We really need help.
But well, here's the really cool thing about that thought. We might need therapy. We might need counseling. But the one thing that we always know is a constant, this show is going to come off the track. And just hang on, folks. I believe Darrell Waltrip with NASCAR says it best. Tighten the straps up one more time, gentlemen. We're going racing.
And for everybody else who doesn't watch NASCAR, that's where Darrell Waltrip is from.
Darrell Waltrip's from NASCAR?
Well, he races NASCAR. Or raced.
No, he doesn't.
I don't know. I don't follow.
Well, he is an announcer. God, why am I getting tongue-tied so damn much? He's an announcer. He used to be a racer. But
yeah,
his favorite thing is tighten up the belts one more time, gentlemen, or ladies and gentlemen, or whatever. Let's go racing. I forget what his little silly catchphrase is. But anytime you jump on the full spectrum train, just tighten up the belts. You're probably going to need it because we're going to crash off the main track and we're going to run the pretzel track.
Yeah, that's an accurate description. I'll go with that.
Have we ever stayed on track for anything? Even when we have phenomenal guests?
Yeah, we have before.
We have.
I think,
was I there that night?
I think over the, well, put it this way, our 1 year, and yes, for everybody who follows the show, our 1 year of broadcasting is coming up in September. So not too long. Dennis, Terrify Radio, Tuesday,
yeah.
June 25th, Kevin and Jody want everybody from the show involved. Or from the network, I should say. So are you ready for this shitstorm melee that's going to happen on the 25th?
I will buy a new face screen. I will buy a new helmet. I will buy 2 Tyvek body suits. And I might be able to stay in the shitstorm. How's that?
Well, you're going that far. I'm just going to go to my local hardware store and buy a blue tarp. I don't think you need all that protection, but yeah, so every single host and co-host and everything from every single night will be on Terrify Radio on June 25th. And it's going to be a laugh fucking riot, I promise you.
Do you think maybe we should have plugged that at the beginning of the show instead of the very, very, very ass end of the show?
Well, you know what? If we didn't have 13 more days, I would say yes. But we got Monday coming up. We got next Wednesday. So I just wanted to...
Wait. We got Monday again?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm there. What the hell? So, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, coming up on Into the Darkness Radio. Apparently,
full
you
spectrum
have your
style.
Yeah,
apparently you have your two wacky-ass hosts here on Full Spectrum doing another night of Into the Darkness.
Yeah. Brittany does have a, because normally I co-host the show with Brittany Johnson. She does have some things that she's working out as far as in her personal life, and it requires her to be out of town a lot and is taking up a lot of time for her. So she's on a hiatus currently. So Dennis and I will be doing Into the Darkness Full Spectrum style. So basically our show just on Mondays in her honor.
And a lot more wide open.
I don't know about that.
Did you hear last week's show? Last week's. Did you hear that? Oh, my goodness, how much more wide open can we be, man?
Not too much.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we're definitely wide open. You know, we have a blast. We cover some amazing topics. We cover some fantastic information. We have a buttload of laughs. Well, it's just another night of Full Spectrum, basically.
Yep. So, anyway, brother, I gotta eat something. I'm starving. So,
all right.
Gotta let you go.
Ladies and
for the
gentlemen,
time being.
Thank you so much for joining us. Look us up on Facebook, CPR Matt, CPR Dennis. Look up Chicagoland Paranormal Researchers. Make sure to favorite Full Spectrum Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll see how we do.
Yeah. And also CPR Matt, CPR Dennis on Twitter.
Oh, yes. I forgot about the Twitter accounts. Good cover.
Uh-huh. Paying attention. But, yes, you can find us on Twitter. It's not that we're as active on Twitter as we are on Facebook due to just sometimes it's so damn hard to log in depending where you're at. But, yeah, so you can follow us pretty much anywhere. Also, www.chicagolandparanormalresearchers.com is the official website. All the contact information, and which is set up as the most primitive site, especially coming from somebody like me who does web design, it is extremely primitive and extremely simple to use. Get in contact with us or find out about us. But besides that, thank you, everybody. Barbara, I know you're still with us, so thank you. Love you, dear. And I will talk to you soon. Dennis, love you, brother. We can't ever end a show on time. Hence, we're, 34 minutes into archive? And I'll probably end up calling you later if you're still going to be up.
Yeah, probably. It wouldn't amaze me.
Yeah, I just got to throw some food in my face real quick.
What? It sounded like I'll just improve my face real quick.
No, I said I have to throw some food in my face real quick.
Oh, jeez, good grief. You scared the snot out of me for a minute. I thought you were going to go do something to your face to improve it. I thought I heard I have to go improve my face, and I'm thinking, holy Christ, I'm not going to see him for 2 weeks till the recovery after surgery is done.
Yeah, and I'm doing it at home at 10:35 at night in my own bathroom. Like, what? Where? What?
I don't know. Maybe you're doing preparatory. Maybe you had to go do a enema or something so you don't poop on the doctor.
I'm going to call you later. Let me go perform some quick plastic surgery on my own face. I feel bad for anybody who listens to these archives, like, seriously.
No, poor Barbara is still listening. And she says, yes, I stay on to hear Matt swear. That's because you get a potty mouth after we go into archive. You're horrible, Matt.
Yeah, I am.
This ain't right.
No, it never is.
I told my mommy I'd never hang out with people like you.
Well, you fucked that one up, didn't you?
There you go, Barbara. You dropped another F-bomb. And trust me, by the time I was 16, my mom knew I fucked that one up. But, all right, off the air. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to us. We're just two nuts. One from the Midwest, one from Mid-Atlantic. I don't know why the hell we couldn't come out of the same mama, but for some reason it just worked out that way. Matt, I love you to death, brother. Go get some food. CPR Dennis, CPR Matt, both on Twitter and Facebook. ChicagolandParanormalResearchers.com. Find us. Enjoy the laughs and catch us right here on the same exact channel, different name, on Monday. It's Into the Darkness Radio. We'll be taking the place for Brittany while she sorts out some things in her personal life and business. Catch us again here next Wednesday while we try to sort out some personal stuff. Well, that's never going to happen, but nonetheless.
While we create more personal stuff.
Yeah, something like that. But
yeah,
thanks so much for joining us, folks.
Spirit Medium Ursula Kalen will be with us next week for the show, now that she has prepped herself.
Yeah.
She knows what she's in for.
Yeah, she has an idea. Oh, poor thing. Poor thing.
Poor everybody who was on our show. But yes.
We'll catch you all next week.
Yes. Have a good night, everybody.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Can you Green Day us out?
Can I?
Yes, I mean, if I'm going to leave, man, I want to leave while Green Day is playing. Come on. I damn sure
when
don't want to
come
into
around.
Green Day.
There's so many damn audio clips on this board, it's going to take me longer to find it. I think we'd probably run out of time first. Which, you think it would be the easiest way to put it, like alphabetical order? Nope.
Right. Well, Matt, give us something on the way out. Can we do sale on the way out?
Again, have to find it.
Do, 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 do.
Oh no! I got the best one. I got the best one here.
There we go.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look.
I'm
with you, baby, with you, baby. Let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it. And we start.
That was too far. But yeah, I have to load like his whole album, then I will sit and I will do a whole show of rapping Flo Rida, like actually for real, because his albums are damn good.
Hey, Matt, just Red Line Whistle, baby.
Don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with stars, so then you come up in bar club. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So I'm using, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together.